A lot of exciting things happening this week.
I hope you'll have an opportunity to be part of them.
I covet your prayers for next Sunday morning.
Next Sunday morning, we will probably have a few folks that don't often come to church come to church.
An opportunity to share with them the gospel story, an opportunity to share with them about what Jesus Christ means to us. St. John the Apostle will be here next week to share his story. So I hope you'll invite someone to come and to hear St. John as he shares his story about what happened in his life with Jesus, what happened as he went to the empty tomb that early Sunday morning. So I hope you'll invite somebody to come and hear the story from St. John. Today we're looking at a rejected stone. A stone that was presented to us and was held up high and then was all of a sudden pitched off to the side. Listen to these words. I'm going to read the first and the second verse in Psalm 118, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 19 through the end of the psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it to this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Whether people realize it or not, they all center their lives on something. They all take the time to center their lives around something important to them. And oftentimes they build their life upon that. For some folks, it might be their job. For some folks, it might be their family, whether it's their children or grandchildren. For some, it might be their job. And as I say job, some of you are going, oh, I never did that. But you see, we build our lives upon something. We build our lives upon something that is the place that we come back to when we need it the most. The place that supports and encourages us. You see, our lives have to be built on something that will be a foundation in all storms. Our lives have to be built on something that will be a foundation in all storms. And in some cases, it's any number of those things that I mentioned. It could also be a hobby that people come back to and find a way to escape from the storm that's going on around them. But all of us have to have a foundation. For if you don't have a foundation, I don't know if you know the story that Jesus told about the man who built his house upon the sand. Coming from the beach, I've seen it many times. People building their houses upon the sand, and when the storms come, the house is gone. And you know what the next thing is they do? They call the insurance company and they rebuild. on the sand once again. I know many people that did it over and over and over again. And part of me wants to say, why do you continue to build upon that foundation that's not really a foundation? And you see, people find something to be their foundation in life. And they look towards that foundation and they come back to that from time and time again. You see, Jesus came on Palm Sunday. And on that Palm Sunday morning, people accepted him as the foundation. They're all praising. They're all excited. Into town comes the very foundations of our lives. Into town comes the Messiah. Into town comes the one that I can stand upon, the one that I can trust in. Think about that. Waving palm branches. Putting down their overcoats that Jesus might walk across them as he rides a donkey coming humbly into town. For those of you that don't know, probably a day earlier or maybe a couple of days earlier, from the other side of town came Pontius Pilate, riding on a great steed with the army. Coming into town with him from the west side of Jerusalem to march into town and to let the Jewish people know, if your festival gets out of hand, we will squash it with the military. And Jesus comes riding in from the other side of town, quietly, for a moment, humbly, riding on a donkey, not a great steed of war. And people were praising and were excited about the fact that here comes the Messiah into the town. Here comes the one that will save us. Here comes the one that will be our foundation for all time. And it's not 5 days later that thought completely changes. 6 days later, Jesus is seen as the rejected stone that cannot be used as a foundation. Somehow, things have changed completely, and a week hasn't even gone by. And here is a stone that can no longer be used to hold up the corner of any building. Here is the stone that no longer my life can be built upon. Here is the stone that is no good. How does that happen? How does that happen from excitement to I could care less? How does that happen in just the space of 6 days? And people say that this stone can be tossed off to the side and we don't need it anymore. We were confused about what it was. We were confused that it was something we could use to build our lives on. We were confused, and this is no longer the Messiah, the one that we had hoped in. I know for some of you, you can't come to the Good Friday service on Friday because it's at noon at West End United Methodist Church. But if you can be there, I would encourage you to come to realize the incredibly dark moment when Jesus dies upon the cross. And to realize the stone that you thought you could stand on is now gone. Some churches on Saturday will drape all their crosses and all their decorations with black cloth, signifying the complete loss of the one that we thought was our best hope to be the Messiah. I hope when you wake up on Saturday morning that you'll give a moment just to think. Just to think about what the disciples went through on Saturday morning. The one that we had walked with, the one that we saw raise people from the dead, the one that we saw heal people's eyes and open their ears, the one that we saw do incredible miracles is no longer here. He's dead. He's dead. Can you just imagine what that would be like for the disciples who walked with him for 3 years? He's dead. And maybe some of those felt like that stone was still good, but now it's not there. Now it's gone. This was the one who was going to throw off the Roman rule. This is the one that was going to be the foundation of our new society. This is the one. And now he's gone. But here's what I want you to know. Yet Jesus is the cornerstone to anchor the whole spiritual journey. Jesus is the cornerstone to anchor our whole spiritual journey. And if that's not where your anchor is, you've got a wrong foundation. If you place your trust in anything besides Jesus Christ, you have a wrong foundation. You have a foundation to a building that will crumble. It will disintegrate. You see, if I build my foundation upon my job, one day my job may not be there. If I build my foundation upon my family, one day my family may not be there. One day my family may not support me. If I build my foundation upon my hobbies, one day that might be gone. I know some of you are collecting up a whole bunch of stuff because it's going to be worth a whole lot one day. Guess what? Done did that. I couldn't find the person that thought it was as valuable as I was when I attempted to sell it. No matter what it was. You see, folks, if we build our lives on the foundation of anything other than Jesus Christ, our spiritual journey is for naught. Jesus says to the disciples on the last night that he's with them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus says. As nice as the foundation might be when you build upon something else, it will crumble. It will not last. Jesus is where we need to build that life. The sad story, though, is that many still remain with the crowd of Holy Week, rejecting Jesus as a foundation. Many still remain with the crowd of Holy Week. Those same folks who waved palm branches, those same folks who threw down their cloaks, only days later rejected Jesus as a foundation. And there are many people in our society who still do that. They still say that, no. Not Jesus. My truth is the foundation I will stand on, is what many say, don't they? My truth for my situation. That may be true for you, but it's not true for me. The truth is, there's only one foundation to build upon. I learned about that foundation through the Navigators as I was at Virginia Tech. And they established for me a foundation that has held since the 1980s. A foundation that has held for many people way before me, but I didn't learn that foundation until the early 1980s. And as I built my life upon that foundation has always been there. Have I seen people continue to reject it? Yes. Did I walk away from that foundation for a while? I sadly tell you, yes. I walked away from that foundation for 7 years and decided I didn't need that foundation that the Navigators had taught me about that I could have in Jesus Christ. I walked away from it. I changed my mind just as the people did in Holy Week. I praise God that the Navigators taught me about this foundation, though. They were the first people who ever did. No church ever told me. They were the first people in my life who did. And they explained to me that it was a foundation that I could build my spiritual journey on, and it's a foundation that would remain. And after 7 years of walking away from God, I came back to this foundation, and I have stood on it ever since. The building has not crumbled. My life has not disappeared. A matter of fact, my prayer now is that people will only notice the foundation, not me. Because I want people to know that they can stand on the foundation of Jesus Christ, just as the people on Palm Sunday were praising Him and thanking Him for that. I want people to know that they can stand right there on that foundation. And yet there are so many around us that are still rejecting it. There are so many that are saying, oh, church is a has-been. There are so many that are saying, I don't need church and I don't need the folks of church. And my prayer is, you're sitting here because you're saying, oh no, that's not true. Amen? Ooh. Let's try that again. Amen? I mean, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your foundation? Do you believe that that foundation will always be there no matter what happens? Oh, we're getting quieter and quieter. I'll never be Herman Lundy. Herman Lundy is a good friend of mine, is a Black Baptist pastor. Gosh, I admire Herman, and Herman, as I moved into the South Hill area, taught me so much about being a pastor. And I will always be thankful for Herman. Him and I could sit down and talk face to face about everything that needed to be talked about, using whatever words needed to be used. And I only got to hear him preach about once or twice a year. And boy, he could build people up and excite people about walking for Jesus and knowing Jesus as the foundation of their lives. And sometimes during a Lenten service, we'd only give him 5 minutes to preach, and we would tell him, Herman, you don't have enough time to wind up today. Because he would get people excited about this Jesus that they could stand on. This Jesus that would be their rock. This Jesus that would always be there no matter what's going on. No matter when the rest of the world is telling you that this rock can't work. This rock is no good. This rock is thrown off. And we no longer need this rock because it's not worth it in our world anymore to stand with Jesus. Are you willing to stand with Jesus? All right, I got one that said it a little bit louder. Thank you, Gabby. I mean, are you willing to let this world know about Jesus? Are you willing to keep Palm Sunday alive all week, even though we're going to celebrate that this Jesus dies upon the cross? Are you willing to be here next Sunday morning with other people that you have brought with you to let them hear you say, "Hallelujah, He is risen. He is risen indeed." That's the response for that, okay? He has risen. That's how you say hello next week, okay? That's the traditional hello of Easter Sunday morning for Christians for centuries. You see, folks, the stone still works. There are those in our society who still reject it. There are those who will always reject it. Because sometimes this stone tells them about sin in their lives that they need to deal with. Sometimes this stone tells them about steps that they need to take that they don't want to take. Sometimes this stone makes them walk into places that are outside their comfort zone. Everybody got a comfort zone? You know what? This foundation stone asks you to step outside your comfort zone. This foundation stone asks you to go places you don't want to go. This foundation stone asks you to praise and lift up the name of Jesus no matter where you are. This foundation stone is still a stone to stand upon. And I hope you know that. If nothing else, this is what I want you to spend thinking about this week. Think about this question. Is Jesus the guide of your spiritual journey? Is Jesus the guide of your spiritual journey? There's a lot of important words in that sentence. A lot of important words. For me, one of the ones that stands out the greatest is journey. It is a journey. It's a spiritual journey. And I need a guide on that spiritual journey because it's not natural for me to want to walk that way. It's not natural for me to want to stand on the stone of Jesus Christ all the time because, you know, I'm great. I can do mighty things. But is Jesus your guide in this spiritual journey? Is Jesus your guide in your spiritual journey? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you because oftentimes we don't get it right. Oftentimes we might be willing to just praise you with the crowd, and then when we get off by ourselves, we quiet right down, and people may never know what the foundation stone is that we stand upon. Lord, help us to point to that foundation stone. A stone that is rejected by many in this world. A stone that's pitched off to the side and people say we don't need it. But a stone that brings incredible life, brings incredible love, and brings incredible joy into the midst of our lives. So Lord, help us, especially this week, as many folks will be talking about celebrating Easter, but many will not know what they're celebrating. Help us to stand upon the foundation stone of Jesus Christ and to let others know about it, that they may be ones who come also and build upon that same stone. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.